It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in real estate news right around Australia. And of course, you'll hear us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts and Amazon. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It went by pretty fast back into the Monday. And today is the 8th of April. And this morning, we're actually going to be talking about something that you might not be aware of, but if you are a landlord, it may very well be in the future something that might affect your property that you rent out. Last week, Domain reported on some people's health problems and the soaring cost of living during scorching hot days. Now, we know all about the cost of living, which is real, and people are overwhelmed by just how expensive everything is. And when we say everything, it seems to be everything. And as a result, people try to conserve energy as much as possible. And that obviously includes the air conditioning being switched off when perhaps it should be left on. Extreme heat can exacerbate medical conditions, which can lead to disrupting a good night's sleep and then, of course, trying to work during the day. Now, this is all echoed out by sweltering cities who have done this report, with 68% of the survey participants, which include, of course, renters, those with chronic illnesses and diabetes, they seem to be bearing the brunt of this. And this is underscoring the urgent need for cooling standards in rentals. And with all of that said, we're going to welcome in this morning the Associate Professor in Architecture at the University of South Australia, Lurian Daniel. And a very good morning to you, Lurian. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Hello, thank you.
This is all pretty interesting and probably flying under the radar for many people. So tell us a little bit about what you know about sweltering cities who have done the survey.
Yeah, it's really important work that's coming from sweltering cities. So my understanding is that this is, I think, the third wave of data collection that they've done over summer. And the first really seemed to coalesce around problems of extreme heat in Sydney's western suburbs, which has really been on researchers' radar for probably a decade now, of being particularly risky for people in summer.
Yeah, so let's just drill down on it. So what are some of the insights that the Sweltering Cities 2024 Summer Survey report revealed to you about the impact of these high temperatures and the heat waves that you just mentioned on people, particularly renters?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the report, some of the key findings are really important. They show that these heat waves have such an impact on so many people's health and well-being. So not just physical health, so feeling of exhaustion, perhaps exacerbation of chronic conditions and other disabilities, but also on mental health. So, you know, perhaps there's that financial stress or irritability, things like that. So it's really spanning a wide range of health impacts. And I guess we see as well in the report really highlight the cost of living pressures that people are facing. So adding to the stress that people experience. So it's not just the heat, it's also the concern for whether or not they can afford to turn on the air conditioning that day.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, so many of us take for granted. Oh, it's hot, let's reach for the AC. Oh, that is so nice, you know, and the temperature starts to cool down. When you're hot, you get very irritable, you're not at your best. But some of these people that we're talking about, they've got medical conditions and they need to be in a cool environment. So this is all about, I guess, coping strategies for how people are going to deal with this extreme heat if they've got the AC switched off.
It is. And, you know, for people like that, it's really sort of between a rock and a hard place. It's, you know, do they struggle with the costs of keeping the air conditioning on and managing those health issues? Or is it, you know, switching the AC off and then finding other ways to manage the health issues or dealing with the exacerbation of those health issues? I think as well, it's important to, you know, understand that this is not just an individual's problem. This is really a societal problem. So, you know, if we see lots of people going to hospital and needing that urgent medical care because of heat conditions, that's a real cost to the medical system and to the taxpayer. So, you know, if there's ways that we can make sure that people's homes are more protective for them, are safer for them during heat, then, you know, we should be looking to do that as sort of a community and a society as well.
Yeah, it is such an important one. And we are talking to Lurian Daniel today. We'll come back after the break and we'll look at, is there enough around regulations for landlords being done? Should the revision for the construction code, does that need to be looked at? We'll talk about all of that next.
Every morning from 6 a.m, we bring you the latest real estate news with diverse perspectives from leading industry experts. We deliver the most property podcasts across Australia every week.
And Penrith is actually offering a lot of, like in terms of infrastructures and amenities here as well. The other reason why most buyers from Sydney coming here, they know that the airport is coming as well, it's getting built.
You know, everybody wants to move to Florida because the weather is beautiful. And what's great here is we still have a lot of land to develop.
Yeah, and you're looking at an average about a $210 per square foot.
Your kids are most likely in the late 50s or even 60s when you die, statistically speaking, these days. And by then, their own kids, your grandkids, have left the house. They don't need money.
Then at some time in your whole period, it's going to perform really well for you. What we can't anticipate is when that will be. It might be the year after you buy it, or it could be 5 years after you buy it.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And it is a Real Estate Monday today. Yeah, the grind of Monday. It'll soon be over. Just keep putting one foot after another. And we're talking to Lurian Daniel from the University of South Australia, having a look at the Sweltering Cities Report for 2024. And just before the break, Lurian, you were talking about the possibility of, does the regulation for landlords need to be looked at, which probably leads into this whole question about, is there going to be a revision for the construction code? So perhaps you can talk to all of that.
Absolutely. So I think there are a number of areas where we could have better regulation for housing standards in Australia. So one that you mentioned was, you know, in terms of rental houses. And there we could think about some minimum standards in terms of perhaps insulation, maybe glazing, blinds, shading, as well as having efficient fixed air conditioning appliances. So these could be minimum standards that are required or audited at the point of lease, you know, making sure that the new tenants have a home that's going to be safe for them to live in. So a number of states and territories are looking at this type of regulation around Australia. I think Victoria is probably the one that's sort of leading the way in this. They've looked at minimum standards for heating as well as insulation. But it would be really fantastic to see national leadership in this area. So there's some level of consistency across Australia for renters. And then the second area that we could look at that would be really important would be looking at the National Construction Code. So the National Construction Code provides minimum standards for all the new houses that we built. And I guess we really need to be making sure that they're up to a high benchmark so that they're not outdated by the time that we finished building them, and they last and they're fit for purpose well into the future.
Yeah, I can hear some of the landlords saying, Craig, I am not enjoying this particular podcast today because I do so much already for my tenants. I'm a good landlord. Now, what would you say to somebody saying they're not enjoying the podcast this morning?
Yeah, I understand. And we do hear this. I think maybe if we change just a little bit the way that we think about housing. So, you know, if we maybe think of a house or a property, whether it's an investment or whether it's someone owning their own home, as first a home for someone and second as an investment, and really thinking about the types of standards that you would hope for yourself and your family as well. So, you know, we probably share expectations around having a comfortable and safe home for ourselves and our families. So if we're offering properties for rent in the private rental sector, then they probably ought to meet those same standards as well. But I do hear the pain, you know, from the landlord sector.
Now, the other question in all of this is probably with all of the people, maybe just the weekend just gone, they've gone out, they're looking to buy a property, and they might not be thinking about this whole aspect of how to cool a property down. You know, there are some properties that actually have overheating, like major overheating problems. So when people are out there choosing a property, they've got to be very, very careful when it comes to the insulation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's sometimes not something that's forefront of our mind when we're trudging around all of these open inspections and thinking, oh my gosh, just does this have enough bedrooms? Is this the right location? You know, is it on that bus route? But it's something that's really important to think about at this stage. So I guess the other thing is the information might not always be in the advertising material. So it might need a conversation with the agent as well. But I would suggest that people consider what kind of shading is around the house. So are there some decent trees that would provide that sort of shade in hot weather? What kind of windows are there? So are there windows on the western side that will get that afternoon sun and really make those rooms very hot? Are they appropriately shaded? Can the windows be open to allow a bit of natural ventilation? You might want to ask about insulation as well if it hasn't been listed in the advertising material. And then finally, probably checking to see if there is air conditioning, how old it is, if it's efficient. And in terms of, you know, what kind of room it's in, can you shut off sort of one room and just cool one room as well if needed?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned the tree aspect. Ironically, with the way the climate is going and some of these high wind gusts that we get, people buy a property, they look at that tree and they go, is that tree going to fall on the house? I think I've got to cut it down.
Yes, yes. And I mean, gosh, there's so much contention about street trees and trees, you know, on properties and neighborhoods and overhanging and things like that. So absolutely. But, it can be, I guess, not the big trees, but mid-sized trees that, you know, are still quite healthy. And it's about having sort of that green space around the house as well as in our streets and neighborhoods.
Well, good on you, Lirian. Thank you for coming on to the podcast this morning and sort of highlighting that, which I think needs to be done given the Sweltering Cities report and some of the participants and what they're having to struggle with. And enjoy your Monday.
Thank you so much, Craig.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.